Welcome to Technomics, an insight podcast series where technology meets economics.
I'm Kurt Cornum, and I'll be your host for today's episode, E-commerce on the Fast Track. You know, I thought I'd set the stage for just a minute because it's interesting around the history and the evolution of e-commerce. I mean, it started out in the mid-90s with the commercialization of the internet, and it took a few years, and then some ways into that, when we actually started doing transactions, then we actually had the dot-com bomb incident take place, and you know, it thinned out the herd, so to speak, but in a lot of ways, I think it helped because the folks that understood what it took to do e-commerce in a digital world actually got much stronger from that. And so what was predominantly started out as a business-to-consumer environment and a digital-only platform has evolved over the time. We've seen technologies like mobile phones and smartphones really have a big impact on that, as well as analytics and born in the cloud companies. So now we're kind of into this area where business-to-business is really becoming more prevalent, and there's actually a term out there called O2O for online to offline. And so it's pretty interesting where we're at. And I don't want to steal the thunder because I've got two very special guests with me today, so I want to introduce them. First of all, I have Mickey Bland. He's our newly appointed Senior Vice President of Sales for our major account, and he's out of Tampa, Florida. And also we've got Jamie Worvey, and I think she's in Chicago, so hopefully she's staying warm today. And Jamie has years of experience and really lives and breathes e-commerce every day here at Insight. So I'm really excited to have Jamie on the phone. How's it going today, Jamie?
It's great, Kurt. Thank you so much for having me today.
Good. Do you guys have any questions, or are you ready for me to jump right in?
Let's jump in.
Okay. So, you know, I kind of set the stage a little bit, but when we talk about e-commerce and B2B, it's important that we're talking about how it fits into the optimizing our clients' overall supply chain, especially around information technology. So what challenges and changes have you guys seen around procurement and IT operations as it's transformed over the last few years?
So from my perspective, Kurt, between procurement and IT, you know, they're faced with shrinking budgets, being able to do more with less, finding balance between those day-to-day activities and the management of the business while still investing in the future. So I think it's very important that we recognize the role that technology plays. You know, we've seen a disruption in the supply chain and the need, you know, our clients recognize the need for a full platform solution and the need to be able to have that solution from a mobile perspective to provide inventory tracking, the management of their fleets, full asset management. And I think the key shift is really IT and procurement are no longer siloed in the business. They now are strategic partners that collectively hold a stake in the business outcomes for their companies.
Yeah, that's interesting and some great insight. How about you, Mickey?
Well, as you know, I mean, Kurt, being part of Insight, you know that we changed our mission statement a couple of years back to help our customers better manage their current environment while transforming to their future environment to support the needs of the end users and their actual end clients within the same expense envelope, to be honest. And they're challenged to do several things around this. Number one is consolidate the number of vendors that they're doing business with. So many people do business with hundreds and hundreds of vendors in the hope to save a penny here and a penny there on a different headset or a different piece of software. That's no longer the large enterprise's goal. They are trying to consolidate the vendors and leverage a larger purchasing power. They want to reduce touch costs. How can we not touch POs, quotes, orders, and even invoices? They want to have better analytics. And to have analytics, we need to do things electronically, because if we depend on people to track things, we all know that we get very inaccurate data. They want to empower end users and remove steps in the process. And e-commerce, good e-commerce tools absolutely do this. In fact, Insight was one of the early providers of e-commerce tools in the late 90s, providing customized e-platform solutions, business-to-business platforms for large enterprise clients. A great example is a top three hospitality company that we started doing business with in the late 90s. And today, we actually support over 4,500 properties that do their own ordering, their own processing, their own management of quotes, everything else to refresh the front desk operations in those hotels approximately once every 2.5 years. The client was able to reduce 15 headcount and reallocate those headcount to more important transformational activities through the use of an e-commerce platform that we implemented and have continued to upgrade over 15 years ago.
That's interesting. I know, Jamie, you and Mickey both mentioned platforms, and it's interesting because I know in the B2C side, on the commerce or consumer side, it seems like the deal that is really over at the transaction. But I know on the business to business side, it's much more about simplifying that entire end-to-end experience for the client. So it's much more of a hybrid model. Can you guys talk a little bit about, how you would define further that changing landscape specifically for B2B commerce, and what are the types of things that companies need to do to really be impactful?
So Kurt, I'll take the first part of this question. When we look at any technology solution, there's typically a design or architecture phase where a client is deciding what they need to do. For example, we have one client who needed to implement what they call endless aisle purchasing, which was when you are in-store shopping, if they don't have something in stock, they want their in-store salesperson to be able to place a B2B order for you. So the architecture and design phase of that, of these types of things, will become more and more complex as we try to push those solutions closer to the actual end consumer. Once that architecture is done, once they've decided what they need to buy, they will need to procure it, which is what we're talking about here in the B2B world. They will need to be able to deploy it, and then they'll be able to support that. And then they'll need to be able to refresh that. Because as you know, think about the phone environment today. Everybody's refreshing their phone every 2 years. These types of solutions will need to be refreshed much quicker. And when you really think about this B2B approach, what we're talking about is using e-commerce to free up that transactional processing time and free up those resources associated with that by automating it so that we can focus better expertise on architecture and better expertise on deployment and support, ultimately delivering the client a higher level of service at a lower cost.
Yeah, that's good. How about you, Jamie? What's some of the things that you've seen around the changing landscape as you've had to deliver this out to our clients?
Well, I think we all agree. You know, one of the interesting quotes from Forrester is that they project B2B e-commerce revenue is going to hit $1.1 trillion by 2020. So, just with that, we all agree that the online commerce, it continues to grow at an amazing pace. And so it definitely, to support what Mickey commented, many of our clients expect the online solution. It has to both meet those complex business needs while also providing a consumer-like experience. There is definitely a shift, and trending information reinforces the fact that there's a natural convergence happening between the consumer and business experience. You know, our clients, as we partner with them, we must be able to provide them data, not only purchase history, but more than that, the data that helps them with their forecasting, their lifecycle refresh. Because as Mickey said, they're focused on not only managing their day-to-day business, but transforming for the future. You know, some of the technologies that are out there that are definitely front of mind are AI, machine learning, mobility, the ability to make, we all in our personal lives have made purchases from our phones, or it's becoming more prevalent. And it's critical that we understand, where AI and machine learning can be integrated into those technology solutions. An example is understanding our user's journey through our e-commerce site, so we can ensure that we're providing them rich and relevant recommendations, using that data that we're capturing from user sessions, again, to provide them relevant recommendations. So when they're on the site and trying to make a purchasing decision, we're showing them the products that are more relevant and most relevant to them.
That's interesting. I was going to ask you about the recommendation engines, because I know that's it's kind of an early thing that we saw on business to consumer, and I was curious how much that's come over to the B2B side. It sounds like that's, and I would think that it'd be equally as important for folks on the B2B side. What about some of the other stuff we see around reviews and ratings? Do you think some of those things, have those transferred over? Do you think those are as big of a play on the B2B side as they are on the consumer side?
You know, it's interesting. There was a recent study by Accenture Interactive. 94% of the participants conducted online research prior to making a business purchase. So not only are we required as partners for our clients to provide them rich product information, you know, tech specs, et cetera, but we also have to provide them the ability to gather that information about the product that they're evaluating. You mentioned ratings and reviews. That's definitely a part of the e-commerce solution. And clients, as I mentioned, the buyers who are buying from a business perspective also buy from a consumer perspective in their personal life, and they have that available to them in sites like Amazon. So it's really important that we provide those capabilities from a business perspective as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. And, you know, this is a pretty techie crowd we have, audience for Technomic. So they're probably wondering who's the 6% of folks who don't do a search online. So I'd imagine it's probably 100% for this audience. Go ahead, Mickey.
So, Kurt, it's interesting, as Jamie said, you know, any e-commerce tool needs to provide that high level, that detailed expertise, that researchability, everything else. One of the unique things about partnering with Insight for e-commerce solutions is Jamie's team and their ability to spend time with your organization and analyze the flow of the solution and implementing a technology solution in your business. For example, one of the largest farm equipment manufacturers in the world, we've partnered with to build an intelligent engine that allows their dealerships to actually, we call it guided purchasing, to actually step through what type of technology they need to purchase, what type of servers, what type of storage, what type of software, based on the size and type of farm equipment dealership they are. That allows them, before reaching out to the headquarters operation for approval of their purchase, it allows them to basically build a solution that's 98% vetted, and it solves a ton of time, and it provides that level of research down to what I call the last mile needed for the enterprise client.
Got it. Yeah, that's, you know, it's kind of interesting to me. I see a couple a trends you talked about that, Mickey, that around some of the stuff up front, around having more time to understand the technology and do the architecture and the design work. But at the same time, for the things that should be automated, that we need to find a way to make that much more of a, as we like to say today, frictionless transaction for folks, that they can focus on some of the higher value things. So I've got another question. It's kind of related to that, because I see, you know, that trend that I just talked about, but there's also other, you know, other trends that are happening out there, and I know you guys are pretty close to this. So can you talk about how Insight specifically is helping solve some of these challenges for e-commerce? And I would kind of redefine that. I know e-commerce has kind of been defined as that kind of transactional piece, but I've already heard you guys talk about how it really doesn't stop when we, you know, sell a product, that there's much more that's happening behind the scenes and even after the fact of a sale, in terms of helping them adopt it and actually drive a business outcome. So can you talk about some of the specifics of how Insight's doing that today?
From an Insight perspective, you know, Mickey mentioned our e-commerce team. We're really an extension of our sales team, and together we partner with our clients to understand what their business challenges are. Specifically what their procurement process looks like today, and, you know, areas of opportunity for optimization. So from a procurement perspective, we understand what their process looks like. We customize an online solution to meet their needs and ultimately streamline and optimize their processes. That ranges anywhere from, you know, whether it be catalog standardization, ensuring that we're providing visibility to the right products within a client's purchasing department. We also look at automating and streamlining approval routing. So if clients want to be able to extend purchasing to end users, they can still maintain control of those spend decisions through customized workflow. client-specific data collection and reconciliation, ensuring that at the beginning of the process, we're capturing those data elements that are key to the client in order to help streamline all those reconciliation activities on the invoicing side back to them. And integrated system solutions, you know, directly integrating and connecting our back-end tools with our clients to provide a seamless and integrated solution. You know, in order to truly help our clients with their challenges, it begins with the partnership to understand what they are. So, Mickey, I'm sure that you have a view as well.
Yeah, so I'll just I'll summarize that with a great example. As I mentioned, a very large hospitality chain with multiple brands. So just visualize that you were to happen to open a hotel in Tampa, Florida, for brand A under this particular hospitality flag. I can't mention their names because we're under non-disclosures, since they do consider our tool a competitive advantage. But you open a website and you log on to the flag, the hotel flag website. You click on your brand name. It asks you a few questions about your hotel. How many beds does it have? How many systems do you need at your front desk, et cetera, et cetera. Intelligently, the system will build what we call a hotel in a box, including all parts pieces, and provide that end user with a bill of materials or a quote for that. That quote is then forwarded to the headquarters operation. They will validate that and say, this will work for your environment. It's then forwarded to Insight. It is then processed at Insight, but what's most important here is we've now received an end user driven created bill of materials that was a guided web purchase to ensure that they will get what they need. But sitting in our warehouse is a guaranteed stock of inventory, which it also guarantees a delivery time. It flows through our integration labs and it's fully integrated and welcomed in to that hotel network and tested in our facility so that reservations and invoices and check-ins and door locks and door keys and everything can be created. It's then put on a pallet or in a box, hotel in a box. It's delivered to that new hotel location, hopefully within a day or two of them receiving their certificate of occupancy, and then it is installed. But the majority of the work's already done. So the installation takes less than 8 hours, which was reduced from at least 24 hours to up to 40 hours in the previous action. So as you look, an effective and well thought out B2B solution can drive a dramatic reduction in cost savings and a very serious improvement in service levels with regards to this. And that's just one example in one industry. We have many more detailed examples like that. But there's lots of ways that we're working with our customers to utilize the B2B platform to actually manage their business better today and free up funds for transformational activities as we move forward.
Hey, thanks for sharing that case study. I love the hotel in a box scenario there. So, hey, we need to take a quick break, but when we return, I'm going to ask Mickey and Jamie to give us a prediction for 2018 around e-commerce. So stay with us and we'll be right back.
Now more than ever, technology is both supporting the business and becoming the business. Stay up to date on the latest IT solutions that are transforming business by subscribing to Insight's newsletter, The Script. You'll receive bi-weekly articles curated from sources across the web and stories on intelligent technology to help your organization run smarter. Visit uk.insight.com/script to sign up today.
Hi, this is Kurt. Welcome back to Technomic. So when we left our heroes, we were talking about tips or predictions for 2018. So I thought I would give Jamie the first shot at that. And then Mickey, maybe you can give us some of your tips or predictions as well. Jamie, go ahead.
Thanks, Kurt. So, you know, my tip for 2018 for our clients would be to open their mind around what's possible from an automation perspective. You know, oftentimes through our experience, our clients have potentially been doing the same processes for quite some time in finding ways to automate, you know, processes that have been in play for quite some time. And, you know, my tip would be just to engage in conversation with our experts at Insight and, you know, be willing to have that conversation around, you know, questioning, is there a better way to do things? And is there some value that we could provide from an e-commerce perspective?
Okay, very good. How about you, Mickey?
So, Kurt, from my perspective, as we look forward to 2018 and beyond, I don't see the overall challenge for IT organization changing that dramatically. I see it moving faster. I see the IT organization being driven to provide a competitive advantage. In fact, many people would tell you that every organization's business is IT and is technology, because we need to deliver a better end-user experience, whether that's a cruise ship passenger, a retail customer, a fast food customer, a banking customer, or any of those types of things. We need to use technology to deliver a better experience. Or, as you indicated earlier, the born-in-the-cloud companies will. So we need to help our clients continue to transition their business. But my team works with most of the Fortune 500 companies in the U.S., and I can tell you right now, IT budgets are not increasing. So what I would challenge clients to do is to challenge your current partner base and your organization to figure out ways to drive higher service levels within the same expense envelope or reduced expense envelope so that you can continue to invest dollars in improving this client experience. And a true B2B solution that is well managed and customized is just one way and one part of doing that. The team at Insight stands ready to work with you, not only from a B2B perspective, but also from a business process improvement perspective and architecture and design.
Hey, Mickey, those are great tips. And I love that you're throwing down a challenge as well, because I know you're very client focused, and it's, I think it's great that you're doing that, because I think people are going to have to step up and really focus on the business outcome. So I've got a couple quick ones as we wrap up. My first prediction is that the death of the salesman is way overestimated. I think, there's things that we're going to do that Jamie mentioned around automation and drive efficiencies, and there's really some great reasons to do that. And a lot of it's to free up folks so they can do more strategic things. And I think you see that on the client side as well as the partner side, that, that you need folks to be able to work together, like you mentioned, Mickey. So I think that's a part of it. And the other prediction, I think we'll see a lot more of these solutions that are coming to market be delivered as a subscription model. And so I think these e-commerce platforms are going to become even more critical, because it isn't going to be an event like a transaction. It's really going to be a process that happens throughout the life cycle of our clients' projects and throughout the life cycle of the technology that we talked about today. So guys, I appreciate you getting on the phone today, and that was just great banter today, and I love the tips that you guys gave today. So do you guys have anything else before we close out today?
You know what, Kurt? I think my comment before was more of a tip than a prediction, I guess. So my prediction for 2018 is that there's a continued focus on the omnichannel experience. As we talk today, client expectations are definitely changing. So as we develop and deliver solutions, we have to keep the client experience at the center, regardless of the way in which they interact with us, whether it be phone, chat, email, their e-commerce site. We have to provide a consistent, seamless, and high-quality experience. That's just what our clients expect. And at Insight, I'm excited to share with you that we're already shifting our thinking and approach this direction. We know our clients interact with our teams and tools in a variety of different ways. So we're focusing now on where we have inconsistencies or gaps that need to be tightened up, but also on tools and technology that can really help us get there, which takes us back to our comments a few minutes ago that the importance of technology in the changing e-commerce landscape. These tools allow us to automate processes, streamline and optimize interactions with users, gather data and feedback. And then when we analyze that data, we're able to use it to determine what adjustments or enhancements we need to make to our client's experience. So I'm really excited. It's an exciting time at Insight, and I can't wait to see what opportunities 2018 has to offer.
Well, I appreciate that. So, I do want to thank everybody for joining us today. And if you have any feedback on this program, we would love to hear from you as well. So tune in next time for another episode of Technomics. Thanks, and have a great day.
Learn more about the latest IT solutions that are changing the way we manage today's priorities and transform for the future by visiting our Learn Hub. You'll find videos, white papers, guides, reports, case studies, and much, much more. So start exploring today. Visit uk.insight.com/learn.